started the discussion of Asmachta, the original Machlokes HaTanaim is in the end of Bava Basra. Rashi on the bottom of Chav Dal and on the base refers you to Bava Basra Kursa Maches HaMalach. A person paid part of the debt, he owes $10,000, he still has to pay all the money today, and he only has $5,000. So the Malva wants to take away his house. He was Meshabit all of his Nechasim. The Loiva is pleading Rachmanis, so he makes a deal with the Malva. So he says, I'll give you the $5,000 now, and give me another 6 months, and I'll pay the remaining $5,000. If I don't, the Sholish, the third party whom we both trust, to hold on to the shtar, will give you back the shtar, and you'll have the right to collect the full $10,000. So you'll be making an extra $5,000. So it's an issue of ribbis, we'll have to worry about that. Okay. That's the Rashbam, but Rav Asadir talks about the ribbis issue. It's an important topic. So that's a machlokes in the Mishnah between Rav Yehuda and Rav Yosi. What asmachta kan, asmachta kan. What's the definition of asmachta? So there's a machlokes here, Rashi and Rabbein Etam, this long thesis, Chafim et al. Rashi's definition is asmachta means a kinyan ala tanai. Here he's prescribing himself to give additional $5,000 a la Tanai in the event that he doesn't pay up the remaining money by 6 months from today. A Kenyan a la Tanai, where there's an umdat in the mucha. So let's say if a person makes a Kenyan and there's an umdat in the mucha that he didn't mean it, then you don't say Dvarm Shabalev ain't Dvarm. That's Dvarm Shabaliba Balev Kol Adam. That's what the Rishonim formulated such an expression. Dvarm Shabaliba Balev Kol Adam is what we call umdat in the mucha. So then the Kenyan is not Chal. Man is Mekar Shanisha as part of a play. And you read the script, you know in advance that he's going to say Hariyat Mekadashisli. So that's an umdar in the Muchaf that he doesn't mean it. Or if a person sells a karka, and it's obvious that he's only selling it because he's moving to Eretz Yisrael, because he has a job, and then the job falls through. So the Gemara says, if everybody knows, if it's public knowledge, then you don't say Dvarm Shebelei Vein Dvarm. If it's he didn't tell the Lekech, that he's moving towards his soul. So then you say, Dvarm Shabbalai Vein Dvarm. That's a suri, Dvarm Shabbalai Vein. Kiddushin Daf Nam Tez, Daf Nun, Dvarm Shabbalai Vein Dvarm. But it's Dvarm Shabbalai Vein Dvarm, Dvarm Shabbalai Vein Dvarm, that is Umdar in the Muchach. So here, it's a Kenyan ala Tanai, where there's an Umdar in the Muchach that he thought that it's never going to happen. That it's never going to be a Kima Tanai. So that's an Achlegis HaTanai. So we pass Ken Asmach Talo Kanya, an umdar in the muchach that the fellow thought that there's never going to be a kimata is the equivalent of an umdar in the muchach that he doesn't mean the kinyan. He made Allah Tanai and he thought he controls it and it's never, just never going to happen, never going to come to fruition. So that's an umdar in the muchach that he doesn't want. Rabbi Natam changes his definition a little bit. Not only if he umdar in the muchach that he thinks it's never going to happen, even if he just hopes it's never going to happen. He hopes it's never going to happen. Like over here. Their horse races are he doesn't control it, it's not biyadoi. So the Rabbi Natam, so Rashi says, Kol ki agavna lav asmachte, why not? Because it's not biyadoi. The only time it's called an asmachte is if it's in the mucha. He thought that he has control over the whole case, and he's going to see to it that it's not going to happen. Rabbi Natam says, if he hopes it's not going to happen, it's also considered asmachte lakan. But you look in the Rambam, Ram has a totally different definition. So let's see, before we get to the Rambam, the Gemara says, who's the Tanu who holds Asmachta lo Kanya? It's Rab Tarfon. What did Rab Tarfon say? What's the case? So the case in the Mishnah, in Nazir. The Mishnah is in Nazir. Talk about people taking the Ziris Alatai. He says, I mean, Nazir, if my wife has a baby boy. It's chalashing to have a baby boy, or not to have a baby boy, whatever. So he says, I accept upon myself Naziris in the event that this and this happens. So there's such a thing as Naziris ala Tanai. Tosis has the famous kasha in that Mishnah, how can you have Naziris ala Tanai? Yomar has a klamos of the leisa b'shlichas leisa b'tanai. So you can't make a shlich to be makabal Naziris for me, for you, because he didn't defish kisishov alabat ibis v'sam. You have to pronounce the Naziris with your own lips. So you can't make a shlich. So since it's leisa b'shlichas, should be laced with Tanai. So how come there's such a thing in the Ziris ala Tanai? But in the Mishnah is full of it. You have every other Mishnah Nazir is a Nazir ala Tanai. So that's the famous Tosis Kasha with different answers on Tosis Kasha. So the Mishnah has another case of the Ziris ala Tanai. The two people standing over here, someone's coming from a distance, 2 blocks away. So I say, oh, that's Yanko. The other guy says, no, it's Beryl. You don't have good glasses. It's not Yankel, it's Beryl. I say it's Yankel, he says it's Beryl. So I say, I'm so convinced that it's Yankel, Hareni Nazir if it's Beryl. I'll accept upon myself in Aziris if you're right. The other guy says, you're wrong. I'll accept upon myself in Aziris if you're right. Each one is so convinced. So it's a Naziris ala Tanai, and there's an Umdar in the Muchach that he thought that it's just never going to happen, because he's so positive that he identified the career. Then the guy comes, either Yankel or Beryl. It's either one or the other, or neither. So the question is, so the Mishnah says, whoever was right is a Nazir. Whoever was wrong, whatever. You follow the Tanai. And Rab Tarfon says, nobody's a Nazir. Why? L'fishna ditan l'ziris alaflo. So Rashi learns Pshat. It's an Ubudar in the Muchach that he thought that it's never going to happen. He thinks that his vision is better than the other fellows. He's so positive that it's Yankel. He's so positive that it's Beryl. It's just not going to happen. There isn't going to be a Kiyama tonight. So that fits in with Rashi's definition of Asmachta.
But there was a special din by Nazir that you need Hakla.
Oh, so that's what Tyson says to Kash. Maybe it's a special din. It sounds like Lanit and Ziris Elal Hafla because of the Pasuk Nefesh. Isho Isha Kiafli Linda Neda Nazir Lahazal Hashem. Sounds like it's a special din by Naziris. How can the Gemara apply it over here? So that's a very good Kasha. So that's what Tosis asks. V'hikshem Yivon. See the bottom Tosis. The second line in the bottom Tosis. That's a very strong kasha. So Tosfos says, no, kiafli doesn't tell you anything. Kiafli just means you need das. So if this is not, if das ala tanai, but it's an umdad in the muchach, they thought that it's never going to happen, is equivalent to an umdad in the muchach, that he doesn't have the das. So if it's asmachto lakanya mamanis, that's asmachto lakanya by nizirisos. But it's not a special thing. That's how Tosfos answers. You look in the Gemara in the Dorim, the Gemara in the Dorim has a different version. Our Gemara says that Rab Tarfon, Rab Yudah, B'shum Rab Tarfon is based on Asmachta Lokanya, and that's what the Keren Oira on the Dorim pointed out. We mentioned when we started that the Mordechai Baba Kama writes, the whole din Asmachta Lokanya is only Midrabbonim, and Atar Asmachta is Kanya, and therefore they never introduced Asmachta Lokanya to be Mapsid Hegdish. So if the fellow says to his chavrusa, 3 days in a row he comes late, and the chavrusa says, I'm going to drop you. I'm going to learn someone else. So the guy says, if I come late tomorrow, I'll give $100 to tzedakah. And then he comes late tomorrow also. And he said it today just to convince the chavrusa he shouldn't drop him. He didn't mean to give money to tzedakah. He meant, trust me, I'm going to come on time. It's an umdad mukh. He thought that he's going to come on time. He never meant to give the money. So nonetheless, you have Mishnais like that, that the guy has to give the $100 to tzedakah. Why? So the Mordechai says, because Asmachta Lakanya is only with the Rabbanon. So with the Rabbanon, you don't take away money from Hegdish, you don't take away money from tzedakah. You only take away, but on Machaber, it's Reuven and Shimon. But you're not Mapsed Hegdish. So that's what the Kerenoi, Rabbi Dorim, how can you say Asmachta Lakanya is only with the Rabbanon? Rab Tarfon, the Gemara says Asmachta Lakanya is Rab Tarfon. Rab Tarfon learns it out. He says it's a pasuk. It sounds like it's a din deraisa. Yamater lohokel. Yamater that he's not a nazir. Hey Nachman, lohokel on a din deraisa. You see that it must be asmachta lekanya is a din deraisa. How can the saints drop it? You can still paskin like the Mordechai. The mechaber paskins like the Mordechai. Asmachta is kanya litzdoker. But mitam acher, you can't say it's based on the fact that asmachta lekanya is only with the rabbanon. They didn't want to be mapsit zdoka hegdish. You can say asmachta lekanya. If it's been Odom Lachaveiro. But for tzedakah, people do want to give. People are interested. Even if there's Urum Dan Muchar, they thought it's not going to happen. But Sof Kosof, he pledged to give the money to tzedakah. So there's a svara to say, Asmachta is Kanya. Okay, it's a different Hezber. But it's not because they're Raisa and they're Rabban. It's not because of the Hezber that the Mordechai gave. Like there's such a Ramban in Gittin. Ramban, the Rif in the end of Gittin, gives you the klolim of Tanai. Asmachta is a Kinyan ala Tanai. So there's a riff in the Ramban, and they will get to it later, more barichas. When do you need mishpatei atonoyim? When do you not need mishpatei atonoyim? We'll have to talk about it. So the Ramban writes there that the asmachta is a tanai that doesn't work. We say it's not chal. Usually when you have a tanai, if there's a kima tanai, kima maisa, there's a bitla tanai, bitla maisa. It's not chal. And asmachta, even if there's a kima tanai, it's not chal. The fellow's not koina, or I'm not mechuyav to pay him the money. So the Ramban writes over there that there are certain exceptions to the rule where you don't say asmachta lekanya. One of the exceptions is, he says, by Git Mekedushin. Git Mekedushin are serious things, so people would never kid around. He wouldn't be Mekadosh and Isha ala Tanai, where he thought that it's just never going to happen, kidding around. You're going to say, since he thought it's never going to happen, he would never give a get ala Tanai, thinking that it's never going to come to the Kima Tanai. Then lo and behold, the Kima Tanai does take place. You're going to say that the get wasn't chal, so what was he kibitzing around? So since Git and Kedushin are more serious issues, so the Ramban thinks Asvara, you can't say Asmachta lo Kanyana. Okay, that's one of the klolim of the Ramban. When you don't say that Asmachta lo Kanyana doesn't apply. So there's room to say Asmachta lo Kanyana shouldn't apply to Tzedakah either, because people don't want to give money to Tzedakah and Tehek. It's a different hezma, not because of the Mordechai's hezma. So our Gemara presents Rab Tarfin that is based on Asmachta lo Kanyana, not based on Kiafli. You look at the Gemara in the Dorim, our Gemara, the Pashup Shat is the context of the Mishnah. The two people are sitting, talking, who they're trying to identify who's the fellow coming down the block. I say it's Yankel, he says it's Beryl, and I say Haredi Nozer. If you're right, he says Haredi Nozer. If you're right. And each guy's so convinced that he's right, he thinks the Kimata is never going to happen. But the Gemara in the Dorim says, according to Rab Tarfin, any neder ala Tanai is not Chal. Not only when there's an Umbad and Buchach that you thought it's never going to happen. No neder ala Tanai is Chal. Because you need Hafloah. The nit and the zirus ala Hafloah. It's not only a local din in Nazir, it's a din in all in Yoni Hafloah. By all in his Dorim, his Shavuos, and his Zirus. Anytime you make ala Tanai, the Mishnah is in Nazir is full of ala Tanai. Guy says, Harini Nazir, Mtele Dishti Zacher. Harini Nazir, Mtele Dishti Zacher. You have so many different Naziris all the time. So Rav Tarfin disagrees with everything. Not only in a case where the Tanai nature of the time was such that he thought it's just not going to happen. And Rundan and Mukher, that's not going to happen. So the Gemara in Dorim clearly has a different understanding of Rav Tarfin. Any Neder ala Tanai is not valid because Kiafli Lindor means the Dorim need Hafloa, Bali Tanai. No strings attached. That's Soyser Asugya. The Gemara in Dorim is not like Asugya. That's not a case of an Asmachta. So the Rambam has a totally different definition of Asmachta. Not like Rashi, it's a Kinyan ala Tanai, where there's a number of the Mukher that he thought it's never going to happen. Not like the Rabbein in time, that it's a Kinyan ala Tanai, where he was hoping it would never happen. The Rambam has a totally different definition. So the Rambam writes in Perek Yud Aleph in Hilchas Mechira, if I give you a matona, I give you a golden watch, and I say, if you learn 5 hours today, the golden watch is yours by matana, and if you don't learn 5 hours today, the golden watch is not yours by matana. So that's a matana ala Tanai. So if you learn, the watch is yours. If you don't learn, the watch is not yours. What if I put the watch on the table and I say, if you learn 5 hours today, I give you permission to pick up the watch and to be koina. So I gave das makna. And if you don't learn 5 hours today, I do not grant you permission to be koina. So you only have a right to be koina the watch if there's das makna. I gave das makna ala Tanai. So the Rambam says, even if you do learn the 5 hours, you're not allowed to take the watch and make the kinyan. Because asmachta lo kanya. What does it got to do with asmachta? Sometimes you learn 5 hours, sometimes you don't learn 5 hours. If I give you the watch for matana now, and I say, watch is yours, matana ala tanai, that you learn 5 hours today. So if you learn the 5 hours, it's yours. If I leave the watch on the table, and I grant asmachta ala tanai, so why should it be different? So the Rabban in the end of Baba Basra, when the Gemara there talks about Asmachta lo Kanya, quotes this Rambam. He says, he doesn't know what in the world the Rambam is talking about. Well, what's the definition of Asmachta here? So that's what the Bir Hagro, Bir Hagro and Choshe Mishpat is much more elaborate than the Bir Hagro and the other sections of the Shulchan Aruch. Usually Bir Hagro and Orechayim just gives you the Mar Mekoynos. Well, the Vilna Gaon passed away, so they had a lot of notebooks from him on the Shulchan Aruch. They had 3 notebooks. So the first 2 notebooks were just gave Mar Mekoymus. Usually a Mar Mekoymus I found in the Beis Yosef or the Rishonim that the Beis Yosef quotes. So it's not original. It just says over the line in the Gemara, the line in the Tosfos, the line in the Tosefta, Mishnah, whatever. And then there was a 3rd notebook that was Likutim, where the Hazal Nagon wrote his own Hachrois. So the famous Machlokes gives his own Hachrois. But on Chosh Mish, but a lot of times he has original things. Not in addition to the Mar Mekoymus in the notebook, but the Likutim had original interpretations and Bablis and Rishonim, all kinds of original things. So Choshe Mishpat is much more, Eben Ezra is more than Orechaim and Yerudei. Choshe Mishpat, I think, is even more than Eben Ezra. He has original. So the Beir Agro writes over here that the Mokar for the Rambam is from the Sefer Mekach HaMemka Rav Haiglen, who says something along these lines, not exactly the same as the Rambam. And okay, that's the Mokar of the Rambam. And the Rambam has a totally different definition of Asmachta Lokanya. It has nothing to do with an umdin and muchach that he thought it's never going to happen, like Rashi, umdin and muchach that he hoped it's never going to happen. Nothing to do with that. The Rambam's definition is Amaisa ala Tanai, Tanai works, and Das ala Tanai kills the whole Das. Das ala Tanai is nothing. So if I give you the watch, I made a Maisa Kinyan, you made a Hakbo, so that's a Maisa Kinyan ala Tanai. So Maisa ala Tanai. Tanai, if this Kima Tanai, this Kima Maisa. If this Bitla ala Tanai, this Bitla Maisa. But if I give you Das Makna ala Tanai, say, if you learn 5 hours today, I give you permission to be koina the watch. That's I granted Das Makna. So Das Makna that's granted ala Tanai, I can say, I give you permission to be koina the house, give it permission to be koina the field, I give you permission to be koina the sweater. So that's Das Makna. But if I say, I give you permission to be koina the watch on the condition that you learn 5 hours today. So Das ala Tanai, the Tanai kills the whole Das. So there's no Das Makna. Anupsha, what motivated the Rambam to learn like that? Because the Gemara says about Rab Tarfon. What does Rab Tarfon have to do with Asmachta? So Rashi and Tosfos say, yeah, each one is so convinced that his eyesight is better than the other guy's. I say it's Yankel, you insist it's Beryl, we're screaming back and forth. I say, I already know Zer if you're right. You say, I already know Zer if you're right. Each one is so convinced. So it's a Kabbalah Naziris Allah Tanai, but there's a Zulun of the Muchach that he thought it's never going to come to Kima Tanai, because I'm convinced that I'm right. I have better glasses than you have. That's how Rashi and Tosfos learn. The Rambam learns, no, he's not convinced at anything. Our sugya is the same as the Gemara and the Dorim. Whenever you have neder ala Tanai, Rav Tarfon holds that it's no good. Why is it no good? Because a neder, there is no maisa. The whole neder just consists of das. He says, Hareni noder, hareni nishba, shay. So neder nishvus chala ide amira. So it's just an expression of das. And the das is mechayv him to observe the neder of the shvua. So das ala Tanai, Tanai kills the whole das. That's how the Rambam says. If you make a maisa ala Tanai, so if there'll be kima tanai, be kima maisa. If you make a das ala tanai, the whole das falls apart. So the Rambam held that the two sugyas, the sugya and the dorim, that says Reb Tarfon's din applies to any neder ala tanai. And the sugya over here, that Reb Tarfon is the boker of the institution of asmachta, is hainuach. Because every neder and shvu is a das. And it's chala idei amir, das, and das ala tanai. That's the definition of asmachta. We happen not to paskin like that. We paskin Asmachta lo kanya, but a neder ala tanai is a good neder. If there'll be kima tanai, there'll be kima maisa. If there'll be bitla maisa. So we hold that the neder is not called das ala tanai. Neder is like a maisa ala tanai. Fine, but that's a Rav Tarfon held. Rav Tarfon held that every neder in shvu ala tanai is an asmachta because it's das ala tanai. So that's how the Rambam understood that Mishnah in the end of Bava Basra. The original Mishnah, Kuf Samaches, original Mishnah was, I owe you $10,000 today. You want to foreclose already on my property? You waited 5 years to get back the $10,000 that you lent me. And I only come up with $5,000. I say, give me a break, give me rachmanis. Don't foreclose on my house. I pay you the $5,000 today. And I make a deal. If I don't, we give the shtar, which is partially paid, partially not paid. What are you going to do? Rip up the shtar, write another shtar. Costs money. It's money gemar. They had to pay a sefer to write another shtar. So they don't want to write another shtar. So they give the shtar. They entrust the shtar with a sholish, a third party, whom they both trust. And they tell the sholish, half of the chayv is paid already, and the remaining chayv, if I pay it back within 6 months, rip up the shtar. If I don't pay it back, give the malach back the shtar, he should be allowed to collect the full amount, the full $10,000. So the Rishonim ask, what's mechayv, if I don't pay back the remaining $5,000 within 6 months, what's mechayv me to pay the additional $5,000. Just because I said, if I don't pay you back the $5,000 within 6 months, I'll pay you an additional $5,000. What's mechayv me to pay additional $5,000? Don't you need a kinyan? That's Tosfos' premise. Just like the Rambam writes, Perek Aleph, Halach Aleph, and Hilchos Mechira. The first klal, first rule, Ein HaNekech Nikna B'Dvarim. The New York State, I was told that the rule is that to sell real estate, you have to have a document. to sell metalkalim, the mekich is nicknamed medvar. You can make an oral kinyan, make an oral declaration, the gemara belongs to you, the gemara is yours, according to Dina de Malchus. You sell chametz, if you sell chametz is metalkalim, so according to Dina de Malchus, you can be kind and the goy can be kind in the chametz with dvar malon. If it will be karka, so then karka you need a shtar. So in halacha, it doesn't distinguish with respect to this between karka and metalkalim. That's the first rule that there are eira mekech nicknamed medvar. You can't transfer ownership just by making an oral declaration. So Tyson's opinion is, it's not only true regarding haknas b'yen, karak on the top, and it's true regarding creating a hischayrus. I say, hey, by obligating myself to give you $1,000, I can always back out later. I say, take the shvua, neder, okay. But if I didn't take the shvua, just say, yeah, I accept by myself an obligation to give you $1,000, if there was no kinyan, if you need karak the other, if it's not karak the other, then. And the Rambam disagrees. That was what we said. The Mechaber quotes the Rambam as Simin Mem, the Chosh Mishpat, and the Ktsois goes out of his mind. Said, there is no such thing. It's impossible. The Ktsois didn't realize the Rambam is Cholek on the Balei HaTosfos. By us, it's such a double poshut that you need a Kinyan to create a Hischaibus. So the Ktsois reinterpreted the Rambam that he never said it. But the Rambam and the Ran and Ksubas and the Riv and Daf Kuf Beis hold the same as the Rambam. And we said about it. The only time the Ran answers all the kinds, the only time the Gemara says, Kodim Yodo, that's if his chaybis is ala tanai. If it's his chaybis sam, at a time, then it's not asmach. If it's chaybis ala tanai, then it's called asmach. We're going to explain it. So the Rambam's opinion is that you can create a his chaybis bedvarim alone. I obligate myself to give you $5,000. That's binding. You don't need a kinyan suitor. I'm chayv to give you the $5,000. What if I say, if I don't pay the remaining $5,000 within 6 months, I obligate myself to give you an additional $5,000. So that, the Rambam says, the Mishnah says that, that's called Asmachta. Not because he was so convinced that Kinyan Alat Tanai, and he thought that it's never going to come to fruition, he's going to see to it that he's going to pay with him. No. Das Alat Tanai. The Hischaivis is Chala De Das. I hereby obligate myself to give you $1,000. I'm chayv to give. But if I say, I hereby obligate myself to give you $1,000, if it rains tomorrow, then the Rambam says, Das Alatanai is not Chal. Das Alatanai is called Asmachta, and Asmachta lo kanya. That's how the Rambam understood. Tosfos could not learn like that. Tosfos says, just like Eina Mekech Nikta Medvarim, you can't transfer Bien unless you have a Kinyan. You can't create a Hischaivis unless you have a Kinyan. So what's the Hischaivis over here? The guy paid $5,000 today. He says, if I don't pay the remaining $5,000 in 6 months, I obligate myself to give you another $5,000. What's going to obligate me? What's going to obligate me? So Tosfos has a suggestion. The thing that's going to obligate is a shtar. There are two ways in halacha, we assume. There are two ways. They create a hischaivus. If you all like Tosfos, that you can't create a hischaivus just by saying, bedvarim, I hereby obligate myself to give you $1,000. You're not mechuyev, you can always back out. So how can you create a hischaivus? Either kodem yodo, kodem yodo means kinyan suitor. The Caleb Shulkaina, like at a wedding. The Kala is supposed to give her handkerchief to the Chosin. The Chosin obligates himself to give Tosefes Ksuba. The Ksuba he's Bukhiv to give, whether he likes it or not, that's a Tanait Bezin. That's a Takanas Chachamim. Just like there's a Milvah Ksuba by Torah, the Torah imposes a Chiyav on a Choyvul Amazik. The Torah imposes a Chiyav Pidyanat Ben. So here, the Torah imposes either the Torah or the Chachamim. If Ksuba the Rais of the Torah imposes, Ksuba the Rabban of the Chachamim imposes. Either it's a milvah haksuba b'torah to pay the ksuba when you get divorced, or it's a takana, a tanait bezin. It's a takanas chachamim. It's a milvah ksuba b'torah mid the rabbanon. Then you have to pay the ksuba. But the tosefes ksuba, that all depends whether you accepted it or not. So tosefes ksuba is his chayvus midah. So the kala is supposed to give her handkerchief to the chosin by the chosin's dish in order to be kain in his chayvus of the tosefes ksuba. But the kala is in the other room. And the chosin is with the men over here. So what are the edim, or the rabbi gives a handkerchief to the chosin based on zochn liyodim shlei b'fanav, representing the kala. So zochn liyodim shlei b'fanav, the kala is going to get a kapolas as chayvus. The chosin is obligating himself to give a fortune of money. In the event that he divorces the wife, he's going to give her more. So that's the konim liyodim is done by someone else. That's how every shtar ends off. V'konina minei, we the undersigned, we the rabbi, Masada Kedushin, we have taken care of the kinyan on behalf of the kala. The kanina minei. We were kain on behalf. Really, the kala should have to give her handkerchief because the kala shall kaina. But we write with Kanini Minei. That Loshon HaGemara has with Kanini Minei. Bizman HaGemara, Tosfos in Kiddushin points out, that was always the common practice. The Koine didn't give the handkerchief himself, the Eidim, or someone else gave it. That's why you write the Kanini Minei, we Bekoine on behalf of the Koine. So one way to create his Chayvus Mammon is by Konam Yodo, Kabbalah's Kinyan Suda. And the other way is of Yechon HaReish Lakish, Chayv Ani Lachmona Bishtar. What if I write on a piece of paper? I hereby obligate myself to give you $1,000 and I give you the piece of paper. So that's a machlokes Rabbi Yechon HaReish Lakish, that's in Suda's Dav Kuv Beis. So we pass like Rabbi Yechonan that it is Chal. Reish Lakish says no. The only way to create his Chayvus Mammon is Kinyan Suda. How do you know Kinyan Suda works? Because it says, since it's Lekayet, called Dover, good for anything and everything, so Kinyan Suda is the one and only Kinyan that's good for both Karka and Metatlim, and to create his Chayvus. That's what it says, Lekayet, called Dover, good for anything and everything. Lekayet, called Dover. The Gemara even had a Havamin at the beginning of Kiddushin, Dav Gimla Merala, that Kinyan Suda should be good to be Koine Kiddushin. If the chassan gives a handkerchief to the college, the Rebbe Kodeshes Li wants to be kind of kiddushin, so the Gemara says no. That's not included in lekayim kol dover. But the Gemara's havamina was that since it says was also lefanim yisol lekayim kol dover, good for anything and everything, good for to be kind of the end of karka or metalplim, or to create his chayvus, or even to do kiddushin. So. Kinyan Sudim is good to create his chayvus, that everyone agrees. That's Gemara Bekama Mekamis, that's Kana Miyadim. And a shtar is the Machlekes of Yechon HaReish Lakish. Tois is there in Ksubas Dav Kuv Beis Amanah. There's a big thesis on the bottom of Amad Al, very long thesis. It is one line in the middle of the thesis that the Nesibis brings out. What's pshat in this Machlekes of Yechon HaReish Lakish? So the din is, there's a Gemara in Bava Basra and Perak HaMechas HaSfina. The Gemara says that Kenyan Shtar is only good to be koine karka. Shtar does work to be koine metaltlin. Let's say you're selling Gemara, say you're selling yarmulkes. I want to buy yarmulkes. So you write me a Shtar, you're selling me one of the Gemaras that you have. So the Gemara says, metaltlin ma not nikne bishtar. Metaltlin ma not nikne bishtar. Shtar only works on karka. So Reish Lakish, the Tosfos says, so Reish Lakish is right. Let's say there's a din Torah. There's a din Einish by Mala Karkoes. There's no Shvuah Derais on Karka. You can only have Shvuah Derais on the Talpa. So what if there's a din Torah? I say you owe me $1,000. You are Moedim and Mixas. You say you owe me $500. You deny $500. So that's a regular Moedim and Mixas. So Moedim and Mixas only swears to Shvuah Derais if it's the Talpa. If it's Karka, you don't swear. What if it's neither Karka nor the Talpa? We're not talking about a tangible object. We're talking about an amount of money. So when you talk about an abstract amount of money, I claim you owe me $1,000, you admit that you owe me $500. You see that there's a shvur deraisa there. We treat abstract amount of money, a sum of money, as dinakim metaltalim. So if it's dinakim metaltalim, and the Gemara says that metaltalim can't be nikne bishtar, so how can Rabbi Yechon say that you can create a hischaivus moment by writing, chayv ani lachmane bishtar, hereby I will give myself to give you $1,000, and I give you the shtar, so that's kind of the hischaivus. But his chayvus, an amount of money, is dinakim metaltalim. So you can't acquire ownership of metaltalim with a shtar. That's Tosfos' argument. Isn't Reish Lakish right? Whenever there's machlekes Rabbi Yechon Reish Lakish, Rabbi says in Yivam is daf lamed vav, we always pass like Rabbi Yechonan, except for three cases. This is not one of the three cases. So we pass like Reish Lakish. The shtar is good. Chayv ani lachmane b'shtar. Shtar is good to create his chayvus mammon. So Tosfos says, why? Why is shtar good? Isn't an amount of money, a sum of money should be dinakim metaltalim. Metaltalim, the Gemara says in Amechas HaSvina, shtar doesn't help to be kind of metaltalim. That's Tosfos kasha. So Tosfos answers, it's a one line kasha and one line answer. It's the middle of a big fat Tosfos. So the Nesivos quotes that one line in one place. It's like a needle in a haystack, that one line. So Tosfos answers, sometimes there are dvarim haniknim ba'amira. Sometimes there are dvarim haniknim ba'amira. What does it mean? Is saying that shtar is koiner, shtar just is an indication that there's a stronger gemira stas. How does shtar work? How does a kinyan shtar work? So there are two types of shtars. There's a shtar kinyan and there's a shtar rai. We're talking about our kinyan, the creator, his chayvus mammon. How does a shtar kinyan work to be kind of karka? How does a shtar kinyan work to be megarish anisha? How does a shtar kinyan work to be megarish anisha? How does it work? So there's a big machlekes hatanoim. in the beginning of the first Daftin Gittin, and it's repeated every 10 plot in Gittin, Machlek Zerameir and Rabloza. Do you say Shtori Kinyan work because Edi Hasima Karasi? You need Edi Hasima? Or there's no need for Edi Hasima, Edi Masira Karasi. So if you hold Edi Hasima Karasi, what it means is, by my giving the girl a raya, a single girl, and she agrees to marry me, I give her a shtar raya that we're married, that accomplishes, that does the trick, and it makes it that we're married. If I'm married to my wife and I want to get divorced, and I give her a get, I give her a shtar raya with Edi Hasima that we are divorced, so the fact that I gave her a raya that we are divorced, that causes the divorce to take effect. I have a house and I want to sell you the house. I give you a shtar raya, you have to have Edi Hasima. Edi Hasima is a shtar raya. If I give you a shtar raya that the house belongs to you, that causes that the house should belong to you. So according to the Tana, that's Rameh's opinion, Edi Hasima Karasi. Rameh holds that every shtar kinyan works by serving as a shtar raya first. When it serves as a shtar raya, that the kiddushin took place, so that causes the kiddushin to take effect by giving you a shtar raya that the house belongs to you. That causes that the house now belongs to you. That's Rav Meir's opinion. We don't pass like Rav Meir. We pass like Rav Loza. What does Rav Loza say? Edi Masira Karasi. And then the Rambam's opinion is like a Rashi. There's a Rambam and Rashi. This is also in the end holds like this. So the Rambam and Rashi hold the Farish. Edi Masira is only necessary by Gittin the Kiddushin. If I want to sell you Karka, I write on a piece of paper, Sadi Nesun Lucha B'Matona, I give you the Shtar. No Edi Hasima, no Edi Masira. I give it Beino to Beino, and that's called Yukaina with a shtar. So why are Yukaina? If I would say Balpe orally, the house should belong to you, this house is mine, should belong to you, it wouldn't work. That's Klal Aleph. Ein Amekach Nikta Medvarim. If I write it in a piece of paper, and I give you the piece of paper, it's Hashmata. There's no Edi Hasima, there's no Edi Masira. So why does anything change? If you would have held like Rav Meir, Edi Hasima Karasi, I gave you a raya that the house belongs to you. So that causes the fact that it was Matvis Raya Biyodecho. So Rav Meir holds that's Pshat in the Chumash, that a shtar kinyan works by virtue of the fact that I gave you a raya that's yours, so that causes that it takes effect. But we don't pass like Rav Meir. So just, you write down the same thing that you said, Balpe, you write it down, you give it a piece of paper to the other person. How does that make it any better? No Edi Hasira, no Sanlo Beino La Beino. No Edi Hasima, no Edi Masira. Edi Masira Karas is only, the Rambam and Rashi hold you only need Edi Masira by Gitmi Kedush and Lekiyam Adova. But by Shtori Maman, you don't need. So what is it all about? So the Pashtus is, you have to say, Tosfos writes like that, every Shtar Kinyan, it just elevates the level of Das. We said that the Rasha Shem Chayris has a long list of Marmakomis. I think in the second parak of Mecheres, there's a long Rashash. He gives a list that he collects a whole bunch of Gemaras, where the Gemara makes it obvious that if there's a very strong Gemaras Das, that the fellow wants to transfer ownership of a Behemah or of a Bien, then Dvorim Aniktim Bamir, then the Kinyan is Chal B'Dvorim. And the Chazanish has a long quotation from his father. Chelek Chashmishbi has the same Arichas as the Rashash. His father probably didn't have a Vilna Shas with the Rashash in the back. So he came up with the same idea with a lot of overlap, but a lot of his own marmakamas. Each one has different marmakamas. The proof in the Gemaras, whenever there's a strong Gemaras Das, then you don't need any Maisa Kinyan. Moshe Feinstein has the same also. Moshe Feinstein has a Chiddush that if a person leaves a secular will and he wants to leave money to his daughters, so he says, you leave a secular will, that's a Kinyan. Why? Because everybody knows that the court will only honor the will. You can stand on your head after the guy dies, you can stand on your head and say we're all Orthodox, and Orthodox Judaism doesn't recognize a secular will. You can stand on your head. If the court only will honor the will, so that's such a strong gemara as does, the money is nicknamed to the daughters with the kinyan. I, by the same kinyan lachamisa, he writes, I bequeath. I bequeath means after I die, the money should go to the daughters and to the sons. Ain kinyan lachamisa. Ramoshi came up with a whopper of a Chiddush. First, he proves the same as the Chazanish's father and the same as the Rashash. Chazanish never had the Rashash also, he didn't have. Ramoshi was learning in Europe. He didn't have a Gemara. He just had a Marsha. He didn't even have a Rosh. He just had didn't have a Rashba. He didn't have just had a Gemara with a Marsha. So he had to prove everything on his own. So he gives all the Gemaras that whenever there's a strong Gemara Das, it's nicknamed without any Maisa Kinyan at all. And then he says, what happened to the rule? Ein kinyan lahamisa, I bequeath. So he comes up with the whopper of a chiddush that has not been accepted by most. He says, ein kinyan lahamisa is like this. I make a kinyan with you that the kinyan should take effect on September 1st, and I drop dead on August 1st. So by the time the kinyan is supposed to take effect, the house doesn't belong to me anymore. So then you say there's a gap. After I die, the house goes to my yorshim. Or if I'm a gershim, ve'en lo yorshim, so the house becomes hefker. So how can the kinyan and the house be chal September 1st if it doesn't belong to me then? But if I write, I bequeath, means kol zman that I'm alive and I own it, it should belong to me. The minute I die and I can no longer own it, the mace can't own property. So then I want the ownership to transfer to someone else. There are Moshe holds that yish kinyan lachem, that has not been accepted. Dying Grossness from London has a long tshuva, and other rabbanim from Europe also wrote. In America, they didn't argue with Rabash. But in their hearts, they argued. And in Europe, they wrote the tshuvas disagreeing with Rabash. It's just not so. The Gemara is beferish against Enkin Lachamisa, not only because it's a gap, because he dies August 1st, and the kinyan is taking effect on September 1st. He can't have any kinyan of Lachamis. Now, Moshe has this fantastic chiddush, but half of his chiddush is what the Rashash and the Chazanish's father said. Whenever this is strong Gemiras does, then the kinyan is chal without any Maisa kinyan. So Tosfos, let me just finish this. So Tosfos writes, according to Rab Loza's opinion, the Edim is Sira Karsi. How does Shtar Kinyan ever work? I write down on a piece of paper the same thing that I say Bal Peh. I say, Hari Amukodeshusli, or I say, I want to give you ownership of the field. So if I say Bal Peh, the Kinyan is not Chal. But I write it on a piece of paper, and I give it over to you, no Edim, that demonstrates that it's a stronger Gemira's Das. A stronger Gemira's Das, it's Chal with Das alone. The Tosfos said that's the teretz. There is no such halacha that metaltalim are not nikne b'shtar. It's a different word. You can't describe metaltalim in a shtar. That's the losh of the Gemara. The Gemara says, unless I have a Mona Lisa, that's I'm going to sell a yarmulke to you. How can I describe the yarmulke? If I own 24 Bennett, apartment 26A, then as I sell you 24 Bennett, apartment 26A, I described it in the shtar. It's Shaykh Karka, Shaykh to describe. There's only one location on the globe that has that address. But if I'm selling a Gemara, all the Gemaras are the same. How can I describe the Gemara? Unless it's a manuscript from the Vilna Gaon on Yerushalmi Bikurim, and there's only one in the whole wide world. Okay, there's a Mona Lisa. So that you can describe in a shtar. But normally there's no way to describe a Talpalim in a shtar. So that's the Loshon Gemara. They read 4 points out on that Gemara and Bava Basra. The Gemara didn't say shtar doesn't work for a Talpalim. The Gemara says there's no way to describe metaltalim in a shtar. But let's say you're saying, I hereby obligate myself to give you $5,000. So then you're describing it. I obligate myself to give you $5,000. That's very clear. So that's what Tosfos says. We paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, that chai bani lochmane b'shtar, not only kinyan suda creates a hischaivis moment, shtar also creates a hischaivis moment. And the Gemara that says shtar doesn't work on metaltalim doesn't mean that shtar doesn't work. It means metaltali can't be described in the shtar. But if it's an amount of money, then you can describe it perfectly in the shtar. So Tosfos says you can create a hischaivus by writing a shtar because it's dvarim haniknim b'amira. Because the shtar just elevates the level of das, shows that it's a stronger gemira's das, and then it's chal without any need for a ma'aseh kinyan. Okay, so we have it. Yeah?
So we don't have to say that the Rambam passing is like a retirement. That's not what we're saying. We're not saying that the Rambam passing is like a retirement.
He does not pass like a retirement. Nobody, we don't pass like a retirement. The Rambam learned pshat in Rav Tarfon that it's any neder ala tanai. The Gemara in the Dorim is beferish like that. Any neder ala tanai, Rav Tarfon holds it's not chal. So we usually learn that's a different version. Our Gemara says Rav Tarfon sheet is based on asmachta. Asmachta means neder ala tanai, and it's an umdar in the muchach that he thought it's never going to happen, or he was hoping it's never going to happen. Either Rashi or Rabbi Natan. The Rambam learns that there's no stiris asuyas. The Gemara in the Dorim, same as our Gemara. Any neder ala tanai is asmachta because neder is chal b'dvarim alone. So das ala tanai is called asmachta. You can only make a maisa ala tanai. But das ala tanai, the whole das falls apart. So that's the Rambam's understanding. So this is the Rambam's understanding of the $5,000 in the Mishnah also. The original machlok is atanai. Getting back to the original machlok, Rabbi Yudah, Rabbi Yasi, Mishnah in the end of Bava Basra. The fellow was pareh miktas choyva, and he says, if I don't pay the remaining $5,000 in 6 months, I'll give you an additional $5,000. The sholish, the third party whom we both trust, should give you the shtar. You should have the right to collect the full $10,000. So how did I create the hischaivus on the additional $5,000? So Tosfos says it must be, I authorized the Sholish to give the shtar back to the Malveh, so he'll be koine with the shtar, just like shtar can be koine his chayvus mamon. Yesh me'ayin. So here I already paid $5,000. I only remain owning $5,000. The shtar says I owe him $10,000. So I don't want him to hold on to the shtar. He's going to hold on to the shtar. He's going to prove that I still owe him $10,000. So we both entrusted the shtar by the sholish, the third party, and we told the third party I only owe $5,000. And in the event that I pay the remaining $5,000 within 6 months, rip up the shtar, I'll give it back to the loiva. And if I don't pay the remaining $5,000, give the shtar back to the malva. He should have the right to collect the full $10,000. What creates the hischaibis to pay the original $5,000? So Tyson says shtar. When you give the shtar, so he has now a shtar, he has the right to collect. So Tyson is not happy with that. Why? Tyson quotes, there's a Gemara in Bava Metzia in the first perek. Let's say, what's today's date in Adar? 8th of Adar. I lost track of it. 5? Today's the 5th of Adar. So let's say I borrow $1,000 from you in the morning, and the 8th of Rosh Hashanah, today the 5th of Adar, I borrowed $1,000, I owe you the money. Then 12 o'clock, I pay you back the money, and you give me back the shtar. And I'm handling business all day long, farm sale, whatever, big business, and I want to borrow another $1,000 in the afternoon. So I say, I want to borrow another $1,000. So I'll give you back the shtar that was written in the morning on the same day, has the same date. The shtar originally testified that I owe him $1,000. But that chayv I paid up today, and now I want to borrow another $1,000. So the Gemara says you can't use the same shtar twice. Once shtar chayv shenim chal shibudo, once he paid up the debt, so that shtar gave hagodah seidus. The shtar had chsim seidim on the bottom. So once the shtar chayv already ended, it's hagodah seidus. Ein achayz v'loivaboy. It cannot start telling another tune. Can't sing another tune, even though it's on the same day. If I borrow $1,000 tomorrow, it has today's date, so there's nothing to discuss. The Gemara says it's a mukdo. The Gemara says the only time you need this din, shachab shinim chal shibud, ein chayzib aloiva boy, is going to borrow again on the same day. That's also no good. So that's what Tosfos asks. How can it be good over here? Originally I borrowed $10,000. And I gave you a shtar that says, I owe you $10,000. Then I paid up half the amount. And we entrust, I only owe $5,000. Trusted the shtar by a sholish. Then we tell the sholish, if I don't pay back the remaining $5,000 in 6 months, you give him back the shtar, and the shtar will not testify that I owe him the full $10,000. But I already paid $5,000 of the $10,000. So it's already nimchal shibudoy. So how can you say that now he's kind of the hischaivis because I gave him back the shtar? The sholish gave him back the shtar, and now the shtar says that I owe him the full $10,000. That's exactly the din. It doesn't work. So Tosfos in the Dorim asks that kasha. How does the whole case get off the ground? What do you mean there's machlekes Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosi, whether asmachta kanya, asmachta lo kanya, with the extra $5,000? Even if the din would have been asmachta kanya, but what clinches the chiyuv? Why am I mechuyev to pay? I said orally, I made a declaration, if I don't pay the remaining $5,000 within 6 months, I should owe you an additional $5,000. So I promised to give you $5,000. I'm not mechuyev, I can always back out from that. There was no kinyan. What's the kinyan? The shtar. It's nimchal shibud, ein achayzeh v'loivabai. That's Tosfos kasha. So Tosfos answers, the pshat is like this. Pshat is like this. I'm giving you $5,000 now. I really owe the full amount. Today is the zman atirah. So Tosfos in the dorm says, I give you the $5,000 now. So I say, and then we give the shtar, we entrust the shtar b'yad sholish. So I say, if I pay you the remaining $5,000 in 6 months, you're giving me an extension. So then the shoulder should rip up the shtar and the chob is paro. In the event I don't pay the remaining $5,000 within 6 months, the $5,000 that I gave today should be considered a matana di alma, and I never paid any of the debt, and the shtar is still betokvo. Because Tosfos says there's no other way to explain. How do you create a hischaivus yesh meyayin that I should owe you another $5,000? Just like in Amekach, Nikta Medorim, you can't transfer ownership of the beer, and you can't create a hischaivus. You have to create a hischaivus either with Konam Yodah, Kinyan Suter, or Chayvan Edoch Mane B'Shtar, Tishtar. And here the Shtar came work, because the Shtar told this story originally as of 6 months ago, as of 5 years ago, I owe you $10,000, and now I pay you $5,000, I don't owe you more than $5,000. You can't say later, if I don't pay the remaining $5,000, the Sholeh should give the Shtar back to the Malva, and now because he has the Shtar, now he's kainah that he owes him the full $10,000. You can't. Nimchal shibud ein achayzeh v'loyeh. So Taisus says, that's what it means. It means that $5,000 that he gives today is a matona ala tanai. If I pay the remaining $5,000 within 6 months, then it's not a matona, then it's piran achoyiv. And the remaining $5,000 that I pay later is the rest of the piran achoyiv. If I don't pay the remaining $5,000 within 6 months, what I get today is a matona bialma, and the shtachoyiv is still betokfa. That's what Taisus says. The Rambam is not happy with that. What kind of a pshetel? Such talmidei chachamim. They all know, all along this. The Rambam says it doesn't say that. The Rambam disagrees on the whole premise. And Tosfos says by the gamblers also. The Gemara says you have five guys gambling and they put money in the pot. They say whoever wins takes all the money. How is he kind of the money? Even if you hold asmachta kanya. So the Rabbi Natam says that it's an asmachta because he hopes that he's going to win. He hopes that he's going to win. So it's called an asmachta. It depends. What do you mean he hopes that he wins? If there are three or five guys gambling, you can say he hopes that he wins. What if the odds are 1,000,000 to 1? You buy a lottery ticket. And they tell you the odds are 5,000,000 to 1. So you can't say he hopes that he's going to win. So if it's such a big lottery that you have millions of people, the odds are 5,000,000 to 1 that you're not going to win, then Moshe Sternberg writes that the Pashtus is, you can't say over there that's he hopes that he's going to win. That's ridiculous. So that's not going to be called an asmach. Usually that's when you talk about gambling, you're talking about these kind of lottery tickets. The odds are so not in your favor. You can't say that that's an asmach. You have a small group of people gambling, then Rabbi Natam says that that's an asmach, that he hopes that he's going to win. But if you have millions of people, you can't even say he hopes that he wins. So so the Rambam was wondering, when you have the fellas gambling, what's the kinyan? Say, if all the five people, they say, whoever loses gives him $1,000. So he wins, and he wins the $4,000 from all the four who lost. So the Rabbein and Thompson, Taisus says here and in here, then Taisus always says the same shot. It must be, they put the money al adaf, and everybody picked up the plate, and everybody, Talmid HaChamim, gambling over here, Lomdim, they all picked up the plate, and they said, if I win, I'm Kona. So each guy made a kinyan. All the five picked up the plate, and each one said, if you lose, if everybody loses, so I'm making the kinyan now. So it's a kinyan ala tanai. The Rambam says, what kind of a joke, such talmid chachamim are gambling? He says, no, it's all done orally. They're gambling orally. So what makes the hischaibis? The Rambam sheet is, the creator hischaibis, you don't need kona miyodai, and you don't need the kinyan shtar. The achi of the hischaibis can be chal bidwar. So what's the machlokes hatanai? So the Rambam says, that's the machlokes. If you make das ala tanai, pure das, I say, I obligate myself to give you $10,000. That's it. I'm going to give you the $10,000. I can't back out. But if I say, if I lose, I obligate myself to give you $10,000. So that's das ala tanai. So the Rambam says, that is the definition of asmachta. So the Rambam learns the same is true by the pareh miktzas chayva, the original Mishnah, pareh miktzas chayva. He pays him $5,000 today. He remains obligated to pay another $5,000. So he says, if I don't pay the remaining money within 6 months, let the sholish, let the entrusted third party whom we both trust, let him give the shtar back to the malve. The malve should have the right to collect the full $10,000. So what created the hischaibis to give an additional $5,000? So the Rambam says, bedvar, there's no such halacha that you have to make a kinyan. Taisus stands on their head and they say, it's a matana ala tanai. The Rambam says, what matana ala tanai? They're not lomdim. It's a hischaibis bedvarim. But if you make a hischaibis bedvarim ala tanai, that's called asmachta. Any das ala tanai is called asmachta. And Rab Tarfon holds every neder ala tanai is asmachta, because neder is chalai de amira. There is no maisa. We don't accept Rab Tarfon. We treat a neder as if it's a maisa. So a neder ala tanai is there is such a thing. Neder ala tanai, if there's kim ala tanai, the neder is chal, bitla ta neder is not chal. Rab Tarfon holds no. Every neder is like das. It's chal bedvarim alone. The Rambam has a totally different definition of asnach. That's why the Rambam writes. That's what the Ramban says. What in the world is the Rambam talking about? But that's what the Rambam writes. If I give you the golden watch and I say, if you spend 5 hours learning today, the watch is yours, and you don't learn that the 5 hours watch is not yours, that's a kinyan matona, that's a kinyan alatai. Made a kinyan hagbo alatai. But if I make a das makna, I put the watch on the table, and say, in the event that you learn 5 hours today, I give you permission to pick it up and be kinyan. So that's das makna alatai. The das alatai is called das machta. Not because the nubudan mukha that he thought it's not going to happen or he's hoping it's not going to happen. Nothing to do with that.
The Rambam writes in Hilchos Ishos that if one creates his chayvas al tanai with the lashon of almenas, it is chal. So why would the lashon of almenas make a difference?
The Rambam says if you make a kinyan, I think the Rambam says if you make a kinyan suda, then it solves the whole problem. Taisus says that every case of asmachta you have to make a kinyan. If you didn't make a kinyan, there's nothing to discuss. Everything is a kinyan. So when the Gemara says, if konam yodah b'fnei bez n'choshuv, that takes off asmachta. Just like the Ramban said, by gittin y'kidushin, you can't say asmachta. Just like we said, by tzedakah, by hekdush, it's not right to say asmachta. The guy really meant it. So the Tosfos learned pshat, if you make konam yodah b'fnei bez n'choshuv, where was that? That was the last line of Tosfos. The last line, this long Tosfos on Chafei. So they say, Kidisa bin Dorm Dav Chav Zainam Ibeis. Then it says, Im lo hiknum ibez nechoshim. If you made a kinyan suda with name bez nechoshim, then he shows how serious it is. But the Rambam learns that bez nechoshim is lav davka. It means, if konam yodah, to make a kinyan suda, it's a kinyan ala tanai, is binding. Kinyan ala tanai is binding. The Ramban in Beitza also has a distinction between a maisa ala tanai in Das Alatanai, but he has a totally different word from the Rambam. Whereas the Rambam learns that Mais Alatanai, that's the institution of Tanai, that's Tanai B'regorim Neiruvin. And Das Alatanai, we paskan asmachta lakanya, that Tanai kills the whole Das. If something is chal with Das, and the Das is wobbly, if it rains, there is Das, if it doesn't rain, there's no Das, and then the whole thing, the whole Das is no good, it's not chal at all. Whereas Rab Tarfon holds that every neder al tanai is called das al tanai, so you don't accept Rab Tarfon. We hold that only other thing, a neder al tanai is like a mais al tanai. So the Rambam holds whenever you make a tanai on a das, it weakens it, so the whole das is no good. So the Ramban holds the opposite. The Ramban, there's a Gemara there. There's such a thing that we call mishpatei hatanoim. The Rambam coined an expression, mishpatei hatanoim. What is mishpatei hatanoim? Let's say a man gives a get to his wife. He says, this should be a get if it snows tomorrow. Sure. So is that good or not good? So the Gemara says that you have to have tanai kofel, you have to have hen koidim la, but tanai koidim lamaisa. You have to say, harei ze gitech if it snows tomorrow, and if it doesn't snow, harei ein gitech. If he says it tanai koidim lamaisa, if he says, he has to say first the tanai and then the maisa. If he says, Hareza Gitech, if it rains, that's not good. You have to say, if it rains tomorrow, Hareza Gitech, and then he has to say, and if it doesn't rain, Hareza Gitech. You need kofel, you have to have hen and the lav, you have to have hen koidim la lav, and you have to have tanai koidim la mais. If it rains, then. If you say, Hareza Gitech, if it rains tomorrow, it's already no good, because he said the mais before the tanai. That's a simple reading of the Gemara. So all of these formalities, that's what we call, the Rambam calls that Mishpatei HaTanoim. All the formalities are learned out from the parsha of Bnei Gorim Neiruvin. The institution of Tanai is a chiddush. If he wouldn't have had the parsha, Tosfos writes, he wouldn't have thought that there's such a thing as a Tanai at all. And there is a parsha of Tanai, so it has to conform to the nusach that it says in the Chumash. So Tosfos and all the Rishonim are bothered with a kasha, but he only wants to give the get if it rains. If it doesn't rain, he doesn't want to give a get. So let it be bottled because of a tohes. If a man gives a get b'toyes, so it's not chal. Man is mekadosh and isha b'toyes, it's not chal. So let's say, Ariya Mekadesh Isli, if your father gives me $100,000, he doesn't work for a living, he has no money, how can he support a wife? So he's mekadosh the girl, on the condition that the father gives him $100,000 and the bank account before the Shilimei Mishnah Arab. And it's not, he's not mekadosh the girl. Let's say the girl is not good looking at all. She's an ugly looking girl. So he's only going to marry the girl if the father gives him $500,000. So he said, if the father gives me all the money, then the father doesn't give the money. So he would never have married the girl. She's not good looking. Or he has no parnasa. So why isn't it kiddushin tois? Why do you need all the mishpatei atanoim? That's what Tosis and all the Rishonim ask. So everybody gives different answers. Everybody gives different answers. So the Rif in the Rambam followed the Shitas HaGaonim. Mechaber quotes, this is one opinion, that it depends, there are two types of Tanai. There's a Tanai of Im and a Tanai of Me'achshov. Let's say a man gives a ring to a girl, he says, Hariyah Mukodesh Isli Me'achshov, if it snows tomorrow. So if it snows tomorrow, it'll be a glowing Muslim Afreya, that the Kedusha must Chal Me'achshov. If it doesn't snow tomorrow, then it's not Chal at all. Then there's another kind of a Tanai, Im. Hariyah Mukodesh Isli, if and when it snows tomorrow. So if it snows tomorrow, the Kedusha will be Chal tomorrow. If it doesn't know tomorrow, it won't be chal. If he said me'achshav, then if it's no smart, then it's chal as of now. So the Rif and the Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch quotes this one opinion. They all follow the Goinim, that you only need, the Goinim interpreted pshat and the Gemara like that, you only require mishpatei hatanayim if it's a tanai of im. Tanai me'achshav, you don't need mishpatei hatanayim. Why? Arbitrary. Where did this come from? So Rav Soloveitchik used to say the name of Rav Chaim. Rav Moshe has the last tshuva in Chelek Ebenezer is to his Talmud, who later on became his son-in-law, Rav Moshe Shizgal. Rav Moshe's name was Moshe, and he had two sons-in-law, Moshe Shizgal and Moshe Tender, Moshe David Tender. So Rav Moshe Shizgal was a holy tzaddik. Rav Tender was also a tzaddik. Moshe Shizgal was known as tzaddik. He was always shaking with Yirah Shemayim. He was always mechabit, tamid, mechabit, younger people, always a big, humble, unusual tzaddik. He died very young, Nebuch. So he asked the yeshiva shekasha, a knockout kasha that the Rishonim asked. And Rav Moshe Tavegamach the whole kasha. Because the kasha was based on Rav Chaim's Torahs. Rav Moshe didn't hold from there. Rav Moshe wasn't familiar with any Rav Chaim's Torahs. So I don't understand what the kasha is. But it's a murderous kasha. So the yeshivish Torah that he's assuming goes as follows. Why did the Rif and the Rambam in the Shulchan Aruch, what is the Shitas HaGoenim? That at a Tanaya Me'achshav, there's no need for Mishpatei HaTanayim, only a Tanaya Vim. Why should it make a difference? Why should it make a difference? So they quote B'Shem Rav Chaim. Rav Soloveitchik explained it very well. Rav Soloveitchik had a lot to say about everything and especially about Tanai. Tonight, so he explained, if you say Hariyat Mekudesh Isli Me'achshav, if it snows tomorrow, so the Kedushin is Chal now. If it doesn't snow, then the Bitla Tanai is Mevatla Maisa. Usually you say when you make a Maisa Ala Tanai, so Kima Tanai is Mekayim the Maisa, Bitla Tanai is Mevatla Maisa. But you don't need both. You don't have to say both. Kima Tanai is Mekayim the Maisa, Bitla Tanai is Mevatla Maisa. It depends what the nature of the Tanai is. If you say Hariyat Mekudesh Isli Me'achshav, if it snows tomorrow, so the Kedushin is Chal now. So you don't have to say if it snows tomorrow, it came out tonight to be kind of mice. He already said Hariyat Mekudesh Isli Me'achshav. The Bitla tonight would be Mevatla mice. If he said a Tanai of him, so you need the Kima tonight should be Mekayim the mice. Not that Bitla tonight is Mevatla mice, and nothing got off the ground yet. If and when it snows tomorrow, then the Kima tonight is Mekayim the mice. So when can you say that every time a man does a kiddushin ala tanai or he makes a kinyan ala tanai, it should work with din toys? That's the kasha that all the Rishonim ask. What do you need mishpatei atanayim for? Every tanai, he didn't want the kiddushin. He only agreed to marry the girl if it snows tomorrow. He only agreed to marry the girl if the father gives him money, because she's not good looking or he has no source of income. So why don't you say that it's mevatel the kiddushin because midin toys? So the answer is toys. If I married a girl, I thought it was Rachel, it turns out to be Leah. So Tois is Mevatla Maisa. Mevatla Maisa, that's if I say Me'achshav. I say, Hariyat Mekudesh Isli Me'achshav, if it snows tomorrow, then it doesn't snow. So the Bitla Tanai is Mevatla Maisa, to be Mevatla Maisa, that's Midin Tois. So then, if it's a Tanai or Me'achshav, there's no need for Mishpatei Tanai. But if you say Hariyat Mekudesh Isli, if it snows tomorrow, means if and when it snows, then the Kima Tanai is Mekayim the Maisa. That's not midin tois. That's not midin tois. That's a chiddush. That snowing causes kiddushin to be chal. There is no such halach. If it doesn't snow, the kiddushin is not chal. That's tois. Is mevatla maisa. I was mekadosh a girl. I thought it was rachel. Turns out that it's leah. So because of the mistake, it cancels the kiddushin. Here also, because of the mistake, it's Arim Kadeshes Meyachshav if it snows tomorrow. Then if it doesn't snow, so that cancels the Maisei Kedushin. So to cancel a Kinyan, cancel the Maisei Kedushin, that's Midin Toys. So whenever it's a Tanai or Meyachshav, then Bitla Tanai is Mavatla Maisei, so that's Midin Toys, and there's no need for Mishpatei HaTanai. But if he says a Tanai of Him, that's the only case that you need Mishpatei HaTanai. Tanai of Him is the Kim HaTanai is Mekayim Maisei. That's not a Din of Toys. That raining and snowing causes Kedushin to be Chal, or the father putting money in the bank account makes Kedushin Chal. Kedushin is Chal. In the case of Shtar Abir, Kedushin is not Chal by putting money in the bank account. So that's Midin Tanai. So Midin Tanai, you need the Mishpatei HaTanai. So that's what in the yeshivas they say, B'Shem Rav Chaim, the Hesber. It's not just an arbitrary chilik. Akzeris HaKosim, that you only need Mishpatei HaTanayim if it's a Tanai of Him. Tanai Me'achshav, you don't need. No, Tanai of Me'achshav works me din toys. That's why you don't need. That's why you don't need the mishpatei atanai. So the when the Rif quotes this from the Goyim, so the Balamor is not happy. Balamor in Gittin says, I don't accept this from the Goyim. The chilek ben Tanai v'im and Me'achshav. So usually the Melchamas comes to defend the Rif, all of the tightness of the Balamor. So the Melchamas writes over there, to tell you the truth, I don't understand the Rif either. Period. He doesn't defend the Rif. Why does he understand the Rif? So if you look in Beitza, that's Ramban in the end of Gittin, Perek Misha Achzai, where the Rif talks about when you need Mishpatei HaTanai, when you don't. So the Rif quotes this from the Goyim and the Rambam Sheet and Shulchan Aruch. It's the difference between Me'em, Im, and Me'achshav. So the Balamor attacks the Rif, and the Ramban says, I can't defend the Rif, I don't know what he's talking about. Why can't he defend the Rif? What's so difficult? Because the Ramban himself in Beitza, in Daf Chof, has a long Melchamas on the bottom of the Rif. And he develops this idea along the lines of the Rambam. There's a Dasa Ala Tanai and there's Das Ala Tanai. But whereas the Rambam's opinion is that the Din of Tanai only applies to a Maisa Ala Tanai, Das Ala Tanai, the Tanai kills the whole Das. A weakened Das can accomplish something if it's a strong Das. Das Ala Tanai is weakened, so it can't accomplish anything. So the Ramban holds the reverse. The Ramban holds the only time you need Mishpatei HaTanayim. And it's when it's a Maisa Ala Tanai, then you want to cancel a Maisa, then you need Mishpatei HaTanai. Whenever it's Das Ala Tanai, so then he says you don't need Mishpatei HaTanai. So he gives you a few examples. So he says, let's say a man appoints a shliach to give his wife a gift. He says, if I don't come back, he's always going on a business trip to make more money. The wife says, I have no husband. He's never home. He's always making money. I don't want money. I want a husband. And he says, darling, I'm going to come back within a week. If I don't come back within a week, I raise a get if I don't come back within a week. Okay. So if he gives her the get and he says, I don't want to come back within a week, the get should be chal. He has to give the get with Mishpatei HaTanai. He has to say, Tanai kadam l'maisa, hang kadam laf, Tanai kofel. You need the whole story. What if he authorizes a shaliach to write a get? He says, if I don't come back within a week, I authorize you to write the get and to give it to my wife. So then the Ramban says, when you make a mina shliach ala tanai, you don't need Mishpatei HaTanai. Why not? So he gives you four cases. He insists the only time you need Mishpatei HaTanai is when it's a maisa ala tanai. When it's a das ala tanai, of course it's self-understood. It has to be ala tanai. Whereas the Ramban says das ala tanai, the tanai cancels all das. That's a definition of asmachta lo kanya. So the Ramban says, no, whenever you have das ala tanai, it's a wonderful tanai, and you don't need Mishpatei HaTanai. It's binding, and it gives you one of the four examples is mina shliach ala tanai. Another example, the Gemara that he's talking about in Beitza Daf Chav has him talking about matan shchid mera ala tanai. Guy's about to die, he makes a matan shchid mera, so he says, if Pliny marries my daughter, I give Pliny $100,000 from the Yerusha. So he's giving a matan shchid mera kiksuv mechim surin dami, but he only gave it ala tanai. So he says, Matan Shchimera is Chalai De Dibur. That's a Takana with the Rabban. You don't need the Kiksum and Chim Zurundai. You don't need a Maisa Kinyan. So whatever you make a Das Ala Tanai, there's no need for Mishpatei HaTanai. Then he says, he quotes a Yerushalmi, I would have said that every Tanai of Im shouldn't need Mishpatei HaTanai. Just the opposite from the Rif. The Rif said the only time, the Rif quotes from the Gaon, the only time you need Mishpatei HaTanai is a Tanai of Im. Tanai Me'achshav, you don't need Mishpatei HaTanai. Because Tanai Me'achshav, it's Chal now. Bitla Tanai, if Bitla Tanai will occur tomorrow, Bitla Tanai will be Mavatla Maisa. So that's Midin Toys. If it turns out that it's Leah instead of Rachel, that's Midin Toys. It's Mavatla Kedushin. So here, if it turns out that it doesn't snow tomorrow, that'll be Mavatla Kedushin. So whenever it's a Din Toys, you don't need Mishpatea Tanai. But if he says Im, if and when it snows tomorrow, the Kedushin should be Chal, that's a Din of Tanai. That the Kima Tanai is Bekaim the Maisa. So that's a Din of Tanai. That's not a Din of Toys. So Tanai needs Mishpatea Tanai. So the Ramban quotes a Yerushalmi, we really should have said that every Tanai of Im should be binding, the Tanai should be valid even without Mishpatea Tanaim, Midin Toys. Because the Gemara considers if you give Kiddushin Me'achshav, if it snows, so that's called the Maise Kiddushin. If you say Hareh Mekadesh Esli Lacha Lamet Yom, that's called Dibur. The Gemara says, Ose Dibur Mevatel Dibur. That's the Gemara at the beginning of the third parak in Kiddushin. A man gives a ring to a girl, and says, Hareh Mekadesh Esli Lacha Lamet Yom. They're both in their last year of college, so they want to get married. He says, the Kiddushin should be Chal the day after graduation. Fine. So the Kedushin will be Chal the day after graduation. And then one of the two parties backs out before the Kedushin is supposed to be Chal. So that's a Gemara Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan v'Shlokesh. We pass like Rabbi Yochanan. Osi Dibur or Mevatel Dibur. You can only back out when you make a Kinyan, you can only back out Terech Kedei Dibur. And Git Mi Kedushin, you can't even back out Terech Kedei Dibur. That's an, the Gemara says in the end of the Dorm, Git Mi Kedushin is an exception to the rule. To make a Kinyan, you make a Neder, you can back out Terech Kedei Dibur. You make Git Mi Kedushin, you can't even back out Terech Kedei Dibur. But if you make Git Mi Kedushin Lach Alam Yom, make a Kinyan Lach Alam Yom, you can back out up until it's Chal. They say, Hareh Mekadesh Esli Lach Alam Yom, the day after graduation. So as long as the graduation didn't take place yet, either party can back out. That's the Losh and the Gemara. Osi Dibur Mevatel Dibur. Why is it called Dibur? Mevatel Dibur. Why is it called Dibur? Because nothing was Chal yet. Whenever you make a Kinyan Al Tanai of Im, wasn't Chal until it's going to happen. If it's a Tanai of Me'achshav, so it's Chal now. If it's a Tanai of Im, it's Chal later, so it's only considered Dibur. It's only considered an expression of Das now. It's not considered a Maise. It's not, when you make Kiddushin Lach Alam and Yom, the Pshat is not that I made the Maise Kiddushin now and the Chalos is postponed till later. Al Pidin is not even considered the Maise Kiddushin till it comes the Yom Lamed. That's what the Gemara is like that. That's why we say Osi Dibur Mevatel Dibur. I can express a Das that cancels the original Das. So the Ramban quotes a Yerushalmi that by right we really should have said that every Tanai of Im should be a valid Tanai without Mishpatea Tanoim, because every Tanai of Im is Dibur. The Gemara calls it Osi Dibur. Dibur is Das, and Das Alatai does need Mishpatea Tanoim. So Yishalmi gives fudges a little bit and says, no, but you learn out from the Pasuk that you do need Mishpatea Tanoim even in a case of Im. So the Ramban writes in Gittin, has one line. When the Rib said you only need Mishpatea Tanoim and the Tanai of Im, and the Tanai of Me'achshav, you don't need Mishpatea Tanoim, and the Baal HaMor says it does make any sense, what's the logic? So the Ramban says, I have no way to defend the Rif. Why doesn't he have a way to defend? Because what he explained in Beitz on Daf Chav, he doesn't say why not. I'm saying why, because in Beitz on Daf Chav, he explains that you can have a Maisa Latanai, you can have a Das Latanai. When you have Das Latanai, then it works with Din Tois, and you don't need Mishpatea Tanoim. So the Yerushalmi had a Havamina that every Tanai of him is only Dibur, it's only Das, so you should never need Mishpatea Tanoim. If anything, it should be the reverse. You should only need Mishpatea Tanoim in a Tanai of Me'achshav. You shouldn't need Mishpatea Tanoim at all in a Tanai of him. So the Yerushalmi said, no, they both need. But to say Fakert, the Ramban says, he doesn't understand the Rif, he can't defend the Rif. So the Ramban also distinguishes, like the Ramban, between Maisala Tanai and Das HaLatanai, but not the same distinction that the Rambam makes. Whereas the Rambam holds that Das HaLatanai cancels the whole Das, weakens the whole Das, says absolutely nothing is going to be Chal, even if the Bikim HaTanai. Rambam holds the reverse, it doesn't weaken it. Whenever it's a Mais HaLatanai, then you need Mishpatea Tanai. Whenever it's Das HaLatanai, so there's no need for Mishpatea Tanai. The opposite from the Rambam, no need for Mishpatea Tanai. But there's a Kula Chiddush, the Rambam's understanding of Asmachta is totally different from Rashi and the Rabbi Natan, Rashi and Tosfos. And the Ramban writes, he doesn't know what in the world the Rambam is talking about. Where did he get this from? So the Vilna Gaon said he got it from the Sefer Mekach HaMemkar, the beginning of the Pshat he got from the Rav Eiglin. But the whole Pshat is totally original from the Rambam, and everything is interconnected. It's because the Rambam holds that you can create his chayvus mamon without any ma'aseh kinyan. You don't need kana miyadai. The only time the Gemara says you need kana miyadai is the Ran asks if you can create his chayvus bedas alone. So why does the Gemara say in 25 places I'm asking a kana miyadai? Just make an oral declaration. Says no, but it's his chayvus ala tanai. That's called asmachta. That's asmachta lakanya. Das ala tanai is asmachta lakanya. So you have to make a kinyan suda. Once you make a kinyan suru ala tanai, so that's a kinyan ala tanai, it's a mais ala tanai, so that's normal. And Taisus learns there is no such thing. You can never create a hischaivis mam and bidvarim alone. You always, all the Gemaras are talking, mos ala daf, they picked it up, they made a kinyan, or they made a kinyan suru. Everything is balinyan, and it's still called asmachta, because Taisus has a different definition. Either like Rashi said, das ala taimah, there's an umdan and mukhach that he thought it's never going to happen. Or according to Rabbi Natam, it's an umdan and mukha that he was hoping it's never going to happen. Hoping if it's a small group of people, they have five guys gambling, so he was hoping he was going to win. If you have a million people gambling, you can't say that he was hoping. That's ridiculous. And then there's no issue at all of Asmachta. So that is the story of Asmachta. Well, it's a story.
The Karen Ora, who said that Asmachta Lokanya is based on that pasuk.
It's a din deraisa.
How is he reading
our Gemara?
Is he reading like
Rambam
or Rashi?
He just said, you see, from our Gemara, that Asmachta is a Din D'Oraisa. In Dini Mamanis, if the Chachamim want to make a Takana Dini Mamanis, so the mechanism is easy. They say Hefke Bez Nef. They want to make a Takana D'Rabbanan in Issa the Heter, so they can make a Takana L'Hachmir. Can they make a takana lahokel? They're going to declare me the rabbanon, even though the fellow was a nazir. They're going to declare him as not a nazir. How can they undo? Ein koch b'yachacham lakadov menatorah bekum b'yasei. They can't say a person is a nazir menatorah and the rabbanon asmachta lakanya, so we canceled the naziris. There is no ein koch b'yachacham lakadov menatorah b'sheif bekum b'yasei. They can't be makel. So in the fact that Gemara says ein ech mehem la nazir. Rav Tarfon holds no one is a nozer because asmachta lakanya. That shows asmachta lakanya is a principle deraisa. Can't be the rabban. It's only the rabban. How can it apply lahokel and nisa v'hetah? You can have the rabban lahachmer and nisa v'hetah. You can't have lahokel.
Even though we don't pass like a tarfon. We can pass. We can say asmachta lakanya even if we don't pass like a tarfon according to Aaron.
We pass in asmachta lakanya, correct. We paskan asmachta lokanya, but we don't accept the Gemara in the Dorim has a different version of Rav Tarfon. See, the way Rashi and Tosfos read Rav Tarfon in our Gemara, Rav Tarfon's shita, ein echem em nozer, is based on asmachta lokanya. Means each one says, I'm so positive that I'm right, hareini nozer if you're right. So it's an umdan in the muchach, he thinks it's never going to happen. He said, hareini nozer if you're right, but I'm convinced that you're not right. So that's called asmachta. But the Gemara in the Dorim has a different, totally different version of Rab Tarfon. Tarfon said you can never make a neder ala tanai. So that's a local din and neder. That's like the Rivon said. Isn't it a local din and neder? That's the Gemara in the Dorim understood that it's a local din based on isha isha kiyachli linda nitan ziris laflot. It's a local din, and the Dorim and Shavuos and Ziris, a local din. Our Gemara understood Rab Tarfon differently. So according to Rashi and Tosfos, there's a machlekes asugyas. What pshat in Rav Tarfon? According to the Rambam, no machlekes hasugyas. The definition of asmachta and kol ha-tarkula has nothing to do with the numa de nemucha that he thought it's not going to happen. It just means das ala tanai. So Rav Tarfon holds every single neder or shvua and aziras ala tanai is a das ala tanai. So we don't accept that. We accept asmachta lo kanya, but dar mishvus is considered, we treat it like a maisa ala tanai. Because the Amiris and Neder, we treat it like a Maisa. Rav Tarfon holds no, he treated it like a Das, like an expression of a Das.
Doesn't the Rambam also quote the Gemara in the Darim about Bez and Chashuv so I thought the Mishnah interprets that the Rambam says that that's true because it's a Kenyan Suder in that case. So even though there's a Kenyan Suder, at least assuming that maybe that's not the Pshat the Rambam, but if that's the Pshat the Rambam, that he requires Bez and Chashuv, so it's because there's only a Kenyan Suder.
Because you...
There's only a Kenyan Suder.
When you have a Kenyan Suder, I mean, what do you need the Bez and Chashuv for? That a Kenyan Suder should be a Kenyan. ala tanai. Kinyan ala tanai is mishpatei ha'taim, is a midin tanai. I don't know. It's a question. According to the Rambam.
Maybe that indicates that the Rambam is not so different than Tosos. That maybe that indicates that he also thinks that it's about how much Gemir's Das you have, but if there's a Kinyan, so then there's a higher level of Gemir's Das. So it is about the Tanai, but it's about that if there's a Kinyan, so then there's a sufficient level of Gemir's Das. So it's not because a Tanai by a Kinyan or a Tanai not by a Kinyan, Tanai by a Gibor, just about how much Gemir's Das you have. So then maybe it's more or less.
That's also your Dua from Rab Chaim. That one line in Taisus that we said, the one line in Taisus in Ksubas Dav Kuv Beis Amarala, but Taisus asks, how can you paskan like Rabbi Yochanan, that when you write a shtar, hereby I obligate myself to give you $1,000, I'll give you the shtar, that clinches the chayshaibas, I have to pay you the money, but an amount of money is dino kimetalpalim. It's not a tangible thing, bechlal, so it's not karka, it's not metalpalim. When you talk about a tangible thing, a sefer is metalpalim, and the house is karka, the field is karka. You're talking about amount of money, so it's not the bien at all. So it's neither karka nor metalpalim. Tosfos proves the din is a nishboy mala karkos, and you want nishboy if it's a din Torah, an amount of money. So you chayv shvuah deraisa. So you see that an abstract amount of money is dinikim metalpalim. So Tosfos says if it's dinikim metalpalim, so shtar is not koined by metalpalim. So Reish Lakish is right. How can Rabbi Yechanan say, how can we pass like Rabbi Yechanan, that you koined his chayv is b'shtar shouldn't work? That was Tosfos Kasha. So Tosfos answered, it's from the Dvarm HaNikdim Bamir. When you give a shtar, that demonstrates, that indicates that there's a higher, there's a stronger Gemiras Das. He says, he writes on the piece of paper the exact same thing that he says Balpeh. But he says it Balpeh, so it's only Das. If he writes it on a piece of paper and he gives it over Piksav, even though the Noedi Chasim and Noedi Mesira, this elevates the level of Das to a higher level, and it becomes Dvarm HaNikdim Bamir. So that's what Tosfos explains, Benegir to shtar is Koina. So Rav Chaim explained in the Rambam that the same is true regarding Chalipin. Chalipin, Kinyan Suda, is not really a Kinyan. It's not like Kesef. I paid money, here I gave a handkerchief, and it's Zetach HaZeh. The handing over of the handkerchief is just an indication that there's a stronger Gemiras Das. And the Gemiras Das alone accomplishes the Kinyan. And that's what the Rambam explains, that there's a minig that really doesn't make any sense. Minig is when you appoint a Shaliach, so the Shaliach gives a suitor to the husband. Husband wants to authorize the shliach to give a get to his wife. So the shliach gives a handkerchief to the husband in exchange for which he acquires the right of agency. He has the right to act on behalf of the husband to give the get to the wife as the shliach of the Baal. So the Rambam says there's no need for a kinyan suit and it doesn't affect any change. So what is it all about? Yesh Dvarmi says there are things, ain't zrichen kinyan, vein kinyan behem tam. It doesn't need a kinyan, a kinyan is not even chal. But then nonetheless, the Rambam explains the meaning. He says the reason why you make a Kinyan Suter is to demonstrate that there's a stronger Gemiras Das. So the Rambam is saying, in effect, that Kinyan Suter is the same as what Tosfos explained by Kinyan Shtar. The Kinyan Shtar is Dvarm HaNikdim Bamira. Shtar, if you're all like Reb Loza, if you're all like Reb Meir, Eidei Chasim HaKarasi, so the way a Shtar Kinyan works is by my giving you a raya that the house belongs to you, that accomplishes that the house now belongs to you. But my giving a single girl a right, she wants to, we want to get married. I give her a right that we are married, that causes that we become married. If we're married, I want to give my wife a get. I give her a raya that we are divorced, that causes that we became divorced. So that's Rameir Sheet. Eidei Chasim HaKaris means every shtar kinyan has to start off as a shtar raya. By my giving the person a shtar raya that the kinyan took effect, that causes the kinyan to take effect. But we don't pass like Rameir, we pass like our blazer. So what's the mechanism of Kinyan Shtar? So the Rambam understands, no, let's say by Shtar, by Karka, no need for Eidei Chasima, no need for Eidei Mesira. When you write it on a piece of paper, it's like Tosfos said, elevates the level of Das, and it's Dvarm HaNikdim Bamir. So the Rambam says that Shtar and Chalipin are very similar. They're both identical. Both by the Shtar and the Chalipin, the Shtar with the Suder just indicate that there's a higher level of Das. And then it works with Dvarim HaNikdim Bamira. So that's why the Rambam explains that there's such a practice when you appoint a shaliach, there was a minhag to make a kinyan chalipin. What do you make a kinyan chalipin? Kinyan chalipin is just to demonstrate the belief shalom gamarta v'yosisi dovazel. That's what the Rambam says. What if the husband appoints a shaliach and he says orally, and I'm appointing you as a shliach, no ifs, ands, and buts, this is it, I really mean it, I'm not kidding around. So then he says, no need for the Kinyan Suda. Kinyan Suda is just to be mechazek, the fact that B'lev Shalom Gamarti V'Amarti Dovazim. So that's what the Tosfos says when it gets to Kinyan Shtar. Why Shtar can work to create his Chayvus Mamon? His Chayvus Mamon is Dinik in Metalpolim. So how does Shtar create a Metalpolim? So the Tosfos says, no, the Shtar just makes an indication that there's a strong Egemira stuff. So the Rambam holds that the same is true regarding Kinyan Chalit. But getting back over here. It is correct what you're saying. You're saying the Rambam holds that whenever you have das ala tanai, so that's called asmachta lakanya. So if you make a kinyan suda, it's also just das ala tanai. But a kinyan suda is a stronger das. So just like the Mohammed wrote in the Mishach Sukkurdaik, at the end of Gittin, that you don't say asmachta lakanya by Gittin Mikadushin. It's a serious thing, people don't keep it around. And that you can say in the Shulchan Aruch that you don't say asmachta lakanya by tzedok and by hekdush. Because people do want to give to tzedakah, you don't say he really did mean it. No, people want to donate money to tzedakah and hekdush. The same thing over here. If you made a kinyan suda is not a kinyan. Kinyan suda is just an indication that there's a stronger gemiras das. So the kinyan suda makes it a stronger das. So you say if it's a kinyan suda, if they bezn choshuv, so it's a stronger das. Even though it's bedar machaber, it's not gittin kedushin, and it's not. And it's not tzedakah and hekdesh, but still, kinyan suder elevates the level of das to a higher level of das, and it's b'fnei bez nechoshim, did zero of both together, so then we say that the guy's not, it's a stronger das. And the Rambam has to agree a little bit with the Tosfos. That is correct. This is a chiddush. The Rambam Shita is a totally different understanding. Asmachta lo kanya, totally different according to the Rambam. Okay.
Do we pass in like the Rambam in this regard? That you misguide yourself with just words?
The Mechaber quotes the Rambam in Simin Mem, and the Tzais HaChoshen can't believe it, so he didn't even realize that the Rambam has a different shita. So he reinterpreted the Rambam. It's usually assumed not like the Rambam, usually assumed like Tosfos. Tosfos all over Shas assumes like this. You can't create a hischaivus just bedvarim alone. You always need, just like ena mekach niktem bedvarim, on a bien, when you're transferring ownership of a bien. So Tosfos assumes when you create a hischaivus also you need a kinyan. Usually assumed like Tosfos, not like the Rambam. But this is the Rambam Shita. This is clearly the Rambam Shita. Okay. So how far did we get? We learned already about Malva Beribis, Malva Lover, they're both postulate, it's fine. Pagim Dibur, we saw already, yeah. What does the Gemara tell the story? Ahu Tapka, once upon a time, right in the middle of Chofim and all. Once upon a time, there was a butcher, yeah, in New York area, the Shtakach, the Nafka, Trafes, and Matesa Yore. They discovered he was selling non-kosher meat, claiming that it was kosher. So the Gemara says, Pasle Rav Nachman Ve'Avre. What do you mean, Pasle? He passed him Le'edis. He passed him le'edus. Why did he pass him le'edus? What aver did he violate? He violated lifnei le'sitei michshol. Lifnei le'sitei michshol is alav sheish ba'malkas, alav sheish ba'misa. The Rambam and the Rif say, Rosh's passed le'edus if it's alav sheish ba'malkas, alav sheish ba'misa. The answer is, lifnei does mean, the Rambam says there's no malkas on lifnei. It's called alav sheish ba'misa. The Rambam, you don't need malkas on misa, unless it's not the Rosh of the Hamas. If it's the Rosh of the Hamas, let's say Sechri Shvius, he only violates an Isa Resi of Leoch Levelo the Schor, but he does it Machmas Chimet Baman, he wants to make money. So whenever it's a Rosh of the Hamas, then you don't need Malkus on Mises. Here also, true, he's in violation of Lifnei, which is usually a Lav Shein Bo Malkus, but he's violating Lifnei and Machmas Chimet Baman. He's making a lot of money, he's charging a lot of kosher prices on Trefus and on Avelis. So lav de chamas is pasaleidus. That's not so complicated. So I want to give a whole fancy hez, but why is pasaleidus? You don't have to give such a fancy hez. So pasle means you can pasle him leidus because he's a rosh of the chamas. On the side they show that some rishonim in the case of Mishnah have the girsa not pasle shamte. The Rambam in Hilchos Talmud Torah gives you a list. The Gemara says in Brachas in one place al chof dal advarim bezin shalmato menadim. The bezin. The Chof Dalad Matas Kuhunim. The number 24 is Al Pi Alocha. When do you have 24? So the 24, the Gemara mentions that Al Chof Dalad Ram, the 24 causes that Bezin should put somebody in Nidui, in Cheru. So the Gemara never lists off one of the 24. So the Rambam gives a whole pikiyas. He went through all of Shas in the Hilchos Talmud Torah. He gives you a list. Aleph Beis Gimel, Aleph Techavta, gives you the list of 24. It collected all the 24 places. So one of them is, if a butcher sells non-kosher meat, claiming that it's kosher, so you put him a chayr. So where did he get that from? So the Kesem Mishnah said he must have had the Giras and Agamar. Instead of Paslei, Pasel and Le'edus means Shamte. He put him in Chayrim. He deserves to be put in Chayrim. That's a question. What is the Tzara Shoga of all of those Averis that the Rambam lists off the Chav Tal Vam Shebezden Miradim Alei, the Bezden put someone in Nidui, Nidui Chayrim Shamte. Yeah. So that's a question. Why is it in Hilchas Talmud Torah? What's this? Got to figure that one out. Okay. Some other occasion we'll have to talk about it. So the Gemara says either Pasle or Shamte V'Avre, and he said we can't trust you, you have no namonis, you can't be a kosher butcher anymore. So the guy did shuva. Also Rabbi Mazye B'Tufer, so he went and let his hair grow long, and he went and let his fingernails grow long. He wanted to look dirty and filthy because he needed a kapara, so he felt it's not right, he should dress up nicely. He realizes he's a balavera and he wants to observe velus because he sinned. So Rav Nachman lach shuri. So Rav Nachman thought, okay, the guy did tshuva, so it's time. Rav Nachman is the one who passed him, and now obviously he's doing tshuva. Amalei Rabbi, so Rabbi says maybe the guy's putting on an act. Dilma irumi kamarim, maybe he's a faker. Maybe he's just a haram. Who says that the tshuva is a tshuva? He made a big business. Kosher butchers make a fortune of money. They charge a lot kosher prices. So maybe he's just putting on an act. And who says that it's a tshuva? Fregmar elamaita kante. So when this is difficult. So we don't have, if a person did an Avera with Hasrod, he deserves Malkus HaMisa, he can do tshuva from today till next year, we're still going to give the Malkus or the Misa. That was the Ravid that we mentioned, the Rambam Reis in Hilchus Avodah Zarah. When you have an Iran Idacha, so the Bez Nagol sends two Rabbon and two Shluchim to give them Musar and Tochacha, that they should be Chayzeh B'tshuva. And he says, if the Chayzeh B'tshuva is Mutov, and if they're not chayzeh b'tshuva, then the Bez Nagol puts together a whole army, Sorem Aleim Lamochom, and they wait, they make a war, and they burn down the whole city, they give it a din of Irni Dachas. So the Ravid writes, where in the world did he get this? Yofa Adova Shetoel HaTshuva, very nice idea, the tshuva should help, but he says, we never find that tshuva helps the Bez Nishol Mata. How did Bez Nishol Mata know that the guy's not faking? Bez Nishol Mata, they know to read the guy's heart. So tshuva helps with Bez Nishol Mata. Bez Nishol Mata doesn't help. That's Rav Soloveitchik, when he was very upset about they used to have the Yiddish newspaper used to come out every day. Rav Soloveitchik used to read every day the Yiddish newspaper, and used to read the New York Times twice a day, two editions. He used to always analyze, read in between the lines, and explain what changed from the morning to the afternoon, everything. He used to analyze everything. He said, father taught him how to read in between the lines. Rav Moshe Soloveitchik used to make the students read the Yiddish newspaper. He didn't read English. He made the students read the Yiddish newspaper, and he asked what motivated him to say that. Why did this politician say like that? Why did he take it? Just like he would analyze Gemara, he would analyze politics also. Remember Rav Goldwich, Zechon Lebrach, the Rosh Hashiv in Kerem Yavne, when he always used to come visit New York, so he always used to visit Rav Soloveitchik in the dormitory, whenever the Rav would be in the dormitory. So he used to discuss every so often Israeli politics, what's going on in Eretz Yisrael. He says he couldn't believe it. Rav Soloveitchik hadn't been in Eretz Yisrael since 1935. He once visited Eretz Yisrael. And he used to come in the 50s, in the 60s. Rav Soloveitchik knew how to analyze, based on reading the newspapers, what motivated each politician to take the position that they took. He says, it was unbelievable. He knew how to analyze. So they once had an article in the Yiddish newspaper that Chief Justice Earl Warren, I think was the Chief Justice of the United States Supreme Court in the 1950s. So he visited the Jewish Theological Seminary. So in his honor, one of the big professors there at the Jewish Theological Seminary gave a shir. He gave a shir on Pagina Dibura, Ein on a Meis Matzmei Rosha. Why is Rabbi says, Ein on a Meis Matzmei Rosha? Why? So he said, if the guy admits that he did an Avera, obviously he's doing tshuva. So if he's doing tshuva, you have no right to punish him. That's why Ein on a Meis Matzmei Rosha. So Rabbi Soloveitchik was so upset. He thought everybody sits and reads the Yiddish newspaper. He didn't read the English newspaper. Forget about Yiddish newspaper. None of us read it. They came in the next day to Shir, so he said, that's utterly ridiculous. And he said, "Oh, but this Ravid, the Ravid says, but he never finds the Bezen Shalmata, the Tshuva helps. His Moshel, his exaggerated Moshel, Snagdash Moshel was. The guy is Mechal Shabbos, then he becomes a Chassidish Rebbe, he does Tshuva, and 60 years later they catch up with him. They're still going to give him the death penalty, even though he was a holy Tzaddik, and he did Tshuva many times over. If he did the Aver, the Edom, and Bahasroa, there's no time limit. You give him the death penalty whenever. So that's good for Bezen Shalmat to give him Malkus Hamisa. But we have a din that Tshuva helps. So if a person is a Rosh Apostle Eidus, then Tshuva does help. It becomes Kosher Leidus. So that's a problem. How can the Bezen read the guy's mind? How do they know that he's really doing Tshuva? Bezen Tshuva is not only good for Bezen Shalmat that they won't punish. Tshuva is good for Bezen Shalmat to be Machshel Eidus. So that's what the Gemara says. Ela Maitakante. There is a din that if you do tshuva, you become kosher la'edus. So when is it? How do we know that his tshuva is really authentic? Maybe whenever a bala avera does tshuva, maybe just a faker. So the Gemara skin, the ravidi barovin, namar ravidi barovin, kosher ala treifis. If a butcher was selling non-kosher food, making believe that it's kosher, and the takana sheilach hamokim sheim akir moso, has to go to a community where nobody recognizes him. He has to give back Hashavas Aveda to show that he's not interested in cheating anybody else in their money. So then if we'll realize that the guy really is penitent, he's really penitent, okay, we have to have some ubender in the muchach. Just because he's growing his hair and growing his nails and sloppy and making believe he's going to mikvah 100 times and davening with tefillin derabbanan in time doesn't necessarily prove that he did shuv. You really have to have a hechocha. So the Gemara is going to go further. How do you know that he really did shuva? Okay, what time is it now? It's 1:00. Well, later tomorrow we'll continue on this. Take a look. There is a Rambam. The Rambam sounds like he says the Lacha Mishnah points out. Rambam sounds like he says in Hilchos Seidus, if a person was nigmadino lemalkus and he does shuva, the shuva only makes him kosher leedus if they give him the malkus. You have to first give him the Malkus. That's a Chiddush in the Rambam. If he does Tshuva before they give him the Malkus, he's still possible. So we'll start from that tomorrow. Okay?